on our big international story tonight, Mr. Modi meeting President Obama for the 7th time. But there's a storm brewing here back home, and it is to do with what is the heart of our democracy, and that is the right to freedom of expression, unfettered freedom of expression. And we have seen this insane controversy, there is no other word for it, where Urta Punjab, a new film, has been censored or has been sought to be censored so heavily that they even want the reference Punjab removed in the title. And tonight, we really have to ask the censor board chief, what are you smoking, Mr. Nilani? It seems you're high on something, because nothing, but nothing can make sense of your decisions. Joining us now is Anurag Kashyap, the outspoken director and producer whose creative work, of course, is this film. Anurag, you have drawn in the North Korea analogy. This is a very dramatic analogy. Do you really feel it is that bad that Pehlaj Nilani has converted the censor board into a mini North Korea?
I completely stand by that analogy, because it's just the way things have been happening for some time now. He flouts any rules, any kind of a rule that constitution allows him to function under. There's so many people in revising committee who are not called for revising committee screenings. Members of examining committee who should not be sitting in revising committee sit in revising committee screenings. People who agree with him are there. People who disagree with him are not allowed or not brought in for any screening. There's a lot of members who have not been called for any screening in the last 2 years. And the way he functions is that as a filmmaker, I make a film, I go to the examining committee makes its objections, I agree or I disagree, I agree, they give me a certificate with those cuts, I disagree, I have the right to take it to the revising committee, right? So what happens is, when Urta Punjab went to examining committee, they said there's a dispute and we are referring it to revising committee. It's always my choice to go to revising committee. They referred us to revising committee without telling us what their objections were, because they didn't want us to go to court with those objections. So we went to the tribunal said, without that list of objections, we cannot entertain you. Tribunal called Mr. Nilani and said that, can you send us the list of objections? Mr. Nilani's office said that the list of objections has left the office by speed post. That speed post somewhere got lost. It never reached the tribunal. Anyways, then what happens is we had no other option, because our release date is coming closer, to go back to revising committee, go back to Mr. Nilani.
Yeah.
This time Mr. Nilani saw the film and he had comments. He told us that delete Punjab. He told us delete the name of the cities. He told us delete any kind of official post references. Say, for example, delete the word election, delete the word MLC, delete the word MLA, all those things. And after that, he told this to us in person on the day of the screening. He told this to us the next day. He told this to us on Sunday. And on Monday, our director went back to us saying that we cannot accept these and we can accept maybe these few cuts. And then he told this to us again. And then he said, no, you have to cut it all out. Our director walked out from there. And he has not given it to us in writing. He's supposed to give it to us in writing. Because without that written objections that Censor Board Revising Committee has with the film, we cannot move further. And it's been 4 weeks from the time Examining Committee saw it. We have never got any kind of a letter giving us the objection Censor Board has with the film. So it's like you're in Kafka's trial. You don't know what is going on with you. You really can't do anything. I cannot follow my rights to go to the tribunal or to go to court.
You actually did refer to Kafka's trial. You said we've gone back to the age of you said Joseph ka Mukadma came out recently in India, and this is Kafkaesque.
Yes.
And, it really is, because what you're saying, Anurag, is that this man is telling you not just remove Punjab, also remove MLA and MLC from this film, remove the word election. I mean, I think he's high on something.
No, and everything, remove the name of the cities. I don't know what is in his head. And he tells this to us in a one way, it's like a one way conversation. We are not allowed to argue or debate. We have to just follow the instruction, or he's not going to give us the certificate. So I said, fine, you give it to us in writing. But I can guarantee he will not give it to us in writing, because he'll have to explain it. And because he's not giving it to us in writing, and we are getting closer to the release date, and he's expecting the financial pressure will mount on us and maybe we'll accept everything that he's asking us to do.
And he's kind of like the little dictator of the censor board, right? I mean, that's what he sounds like.
He's like this man who has no other authority in the world, and you can't disagree.
What happens if you disagree?
You can't disagree with
what it. Happens if you have an argument and you tell Pehlaj Nilani, no, Mr. Nilani, you're not just wrong, you're insane.
No, we have told him as many number of times. He makes it difficult for you because it's his authority in sense about. So I like what happened with Raman Raghav, my previous film, which nobody came to know about what happened on that, because the idea is to solve the problem and keep my film intact. After the examining committee, they gave us 7 or 8 cuts. We went straight to tribunal, and tribunal saw the film. They suggested some disclaimers and things to the film, which we accepted, and we submitted the film. Now waiting for the certificate. It's gone through. He did not like the idea. He did not like the idea that he had no control over the film. And that's why he decided to refer the film to the revising committee rather than we taking it again to tribunal. A lot of filmmakers are doing that. The number of films that are going to the tribunal has gone up so high. If you ask the tribunal, they'll just give you the list. You RTIT will get the list how many films are going there.
Now, Anurag, you know, it's very interesting what you're saying. You're saying that this does not come to you in writing. Pehlaj Nilani only keeps saying it verbally. Because you don't have it in writing, you can't actually approach the tribunal. So when the government disowns all responsibility and actually... Yeah, and but the government says, why don't they approach the tribunal? The government is disowning or disassociating itself.
See, every time we have gone there.
The government is being disingenuous there.
No. Yeah. No, I think they're just being indifferent to us. I don't think we are one of their priorities because I have seen this constant indifference. There has been a constant indifference. Mm. In this particular case, after the examining committee issue, I had reached out to Mr. Rathore. He's told me that Mr. Murthy, his joint secretary, will look into the matter. Mr. Murthy must have picked up the phone on Mr. Nehlani, because Mr. Nehlani reacted to my partner saying that he has gone to the ministry to complain about me. I'll show it to him. That's the kind of a man he is. And after that, ministry has turned a blind eye to him. They're saying that, why don't you go to the tribunal? They're legal place. I'm saying, how do I go to the tribunal? Because tribunal is sending us back.
Hmm. And you're saying that when you reached out to Mr. Rathore, who's in the Information and Broadcasting Ministry, he refers you to a bureaucrat. The bureaucrat calls Pehlaj Nilani. Pehlaj Nilani then just shouts at you some more. So you're saying, in a way, you've given up on the government coming to this film's rescue.
Yeah, Malav, in the sense, if my complaining to the government is going to make life more difficult for me, will I go and complain to the government again? I have reached out to Mr. Jaitley so many times. I have so many messages. I have reached out to Mr. Jamwal. We've talked. I've been also been on a phone line saying that he'll just come online. He's busy in a meeting. That meeting never got over. Fine, I waited another day. I waited around. Mm. We have tried. I know his entire schedule for the last 10 days when he was into Japan, when he went everywhere, because I've been waiting to get to speak to him. So when there's no response, there's complete indifference, and there's no route left for us. When I'm up against the wall and I'm not getting the official letter that will allow me to go to court, what do I do?
So you haven't been able to speak to Arun Jaitley. You haven't been able to speak to Arun Jaitley. You haven't been able to speak to Arun Jaitley and Rathore.
No, I've...
And Colonel Rathore,
the one person
that
who has only been responsive and... he referred me to Mr. Murthy the last time. I spoke to Mr. Murthy, has been responsive, but he doesn't know what to do with this. And also, Vani Tripathi is the only person who's actually been helping me from the government, who's a member of Censor Board. But she's only been trying to make the bridge, and that bridge has never been built so far.
You also tweeted, I saw Mr. Modi, you know, Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister, making a comment in Qatar, and you actually just tweeted him and you said one word,
Urta Punjab. That was pure cry of desperation. Because that was pure cry of desperation. Everybody is making it look like political. My thing is, I'm not... with BJP, I'm not with Akali Dal, I'm not with Congress, I'm not with AAP. It's a fight about a filmmaker who wants to fight for his rights with his government. It's my fight with my government. It's my fight in within my constitutional rights with the ministry that is supposed to look after me. It's that fight. I had nothing, I had no other, I was desperate, so I tweeted to Mr. Modi saying, Udta Punjab ki boss, please look at it. At least, you know, somebody will react, and nobody has been reacting or responding. So I can see it as complete indifference. I definitely don't see it as a political pressure, because a lot of film industry members who are affiliated to the party and are supporters of Modi are also fighting for the film against Mr. Nehlani.
So it is
just that one man
who's
being allowed to do the way things run.
Yeah.
What?
And you...
No,
you
also because he is that man who tries to please everyone. I mean, you have all
and
seen
in this
the
case, he's trying to please the government.
He's trying
to
please the government.
Are about thinking, Mr. Modi.
I genuinely believe he's overstepping his line, trying to please the government, trying to help them. Like, you know, he thinks that he's trying to help them win an election or whatever he's in his head. I don't know what is in his head. Because his own, the people, the film industry people, the one of the most biggest vocal supporters of Mr. Modi, Ashok Pandit, or say Vivek Agnihotri, and all those people who'd never agree with the rest of the industry have come together to fight against Mr. Nailani.
Yeah. Because everybody knows this is how it is working. You in fact said he's being a chamcha. He's overdoing his chamchagiri.
He's overdoing his chamchagiri, and he's trying to do that. My thing is, to whoever he wants to please, I have no idea. I'm saying he's trying to please somebody up there. He's trying to probably reach out to Mr. Modi if I go by his video. I don't know who is he trying to reach out to, who is he trying to please. Because he just is acting in a very strange way. And my biggest problem than that is, why is nobody looking at it? Why is Mr. Jetli not responding to what he's doing? Why is he not worried about the position it puts him into?
Yeah. You're saying that this, in fact, embarrasses the government and embarrasses India's image as a vibrant democracy.
Absolutely.
Where filmmakers can make the movies they want to make. Now, tell me, you've asked politicians today, you've said this is my fight, it's not yours. Are you worried that your film's going to get hijacked by all of these parties fighting amongst themselves looking up to the Punjab elections?
Absolutely. I don't want anyone to make my film a vehicle for the election. I don't want the film to ride on anyone. It's a film. It's a film about youth and it's a film about drugs. It's an anti-drug film. It's as anti-drug as the strongest anti-drug film that has probably come out in this country. It's a very pro-youth film. It's set in Punjab.
But
this film is not riding on any political party. This film, and we won't allow any political party to ride on it.
Anurag, I have the figures here. You have 6,500 crores of heroin consumed in Punjab every year, 1.23 lakh people dependent in Punjab on drugs. Net worth of drugs consumed is over 7,500 crores. The figures speak for themselves. But if this film gets an adult certificate, how will young people watch it? Because young people are the target audience or should be the target audience, I would imagine.
No, but I'm saying when the issue throws up, see, any kind of a thing happens because there's some kind of apathy from the forces that need to control it. When the film goes out there and the adults see it and people see it, and when they really see the consequences of it and where it is taking them, when they become they're mobilized, the authorities have to stop being apathetic to it. I'm saying if everybody's doing their job and everybody's doing their job, then there will be no apathy and they will control their kids. If my daughter, I have a daughter, it's my responsibility when she is not a thinking mind, till she's not become an adult who can think for herself, to tell her, to direct her, to tell her that this is right and this is wrong. It's my job to tell her the difference between what I think is good or healthy or unhealthy. And when she becomes an adult, then she's on her own. But you know, somewhere till a point is a responsibility of a parent. And it's the parents who need to be more aware of where it is going. And I think a film like that also brings into discussion the real root of the problem of drugs. Is how deep-rooted drugs is. Families are involved in drugs. It's not just men or boys. It's families. They're housewives doing drugs. There's so much that's going on there. This is the kind of a film that should be welcomed by the government. This is the kind of a film that should be welcomed by them. And this is the kind of film that should actually, we should go out and fight for the film being a tax-free film. That's what to forget now. I'm saying that's another issue now. That will not happen in next 10 lives. But the thing is, you know, it's the kind of a film we made with an intention to reach out to people to address things.
So I want to ask you, you're absolutely right. More people should watch it. You're saying it should have actually been a tax-free film, a film welcomed by the government, not censored in this absurd way. But I want to ask you, you know, we've seen a number of filmmakers speak up for once. Otherwise, the industry is very cautious. You've seen Farhan Akhtar just coming on with a fabulous tweet talking about Lassi in the Sky with Diamonds, and obviously Punjab colloquialism on and the famous Beatles song, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, and saying he's tripping on that. But the jokes aside, the witticism aside, the anger aside, do you believe that the industry has to get together and basically say Pehlaj Nihalani needs to be sacked? He really is not fit to be the head of the censor board.
See, the industry has gotten together once. There was a meeting that I initiated. I was like, after the ministry, Mr. Rathore came down to Bombay and the industry came together at one point. And we all spoke to him. And he said, we are working towards a progressive certification board. He took offense at the word censor. He said, please refrain from calling it censor board. It's a certification board.
Yeah.
But ever since then, It has only been acting as sensor board and not certification board. So somewhere the industry, saying coming together, did it solve the problem? It did not solve the problem. They're still trying to come together. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow again there's a meeting at 4 o'clock, everybody is coming together. The thing is, industry keeps trying that, but if there's indifference, if nobody's doing anything, then it eventually becomes a battle that each one has to fight alone. I'm saying maybe if it, because with the rate that it is happening, if more fights are happening, maybe somebody will wake up somewhere and stop being indifferent to us.
So no minister has actually had a conversation with you so far. No minister, not Mr. Jetley, not Mr. Rathor. You've been referred to a bureaucrat and to
Barring Ms. Vani Tripathi, I don't think anybody has been speaking to me. And Mr. Joint Secretary, Mr. Murthy, they're the two people that I've been speaking to.
You said you tweeted the Prime Minister as a cry of desperation. How would you best describe what you've been going through? Are you enraged? Are you exasperated? Are you desperate? Are you fed up? What's the word you used to describe?
It's like this, you know. It's like you believe in something and it's coming from a very personal emotional space. Okay? I might have a lot of disagreements with BJP. I might have a lot of disagreements with everybody else. You know, somewhere, because of one personal experience during when the water controversy erupted in Banaras and Mr. Arun Jaitley was the INB minister, I had got into an argument with him in his office. One personal interaction, I somehow has had this faith in this one man, which is Mr. Arun Jaitley. Hmm. I've somehow had a faith that this man at least is objective, knows things. Because of which, I have been constantly, because he appointed Mr. Rathor as a MOS, I've been interacting with the ministry for the last 2 years. Trying to look at the censorship issues, providing them with all the materials, collected the entire industry together, their point of views, everything has been submitted. We have been told we are working towards a very progressive certification board. It's been going on and on and on. But this time when the situation came to it and everything is happening, and then when you have a first-hand experience, you realize everybody is escaping it. This is never going to change. Pelanjali is not going to go. These things are not going to change. You suddenly feel like Mr. Shyam Benegal's committee's report is just hogwash. It's just haathi ke daat khane ke aur dikhane ke aur. It's that kind of a thing. It almost feels like they really don't care. When they feel the pressure, they do something to quieten people down. And then they ignore it. It doesn't make sense. For me, if I am wrong, and I'll be so happy to be wrong. I would like Mr. Jaitley to once come out and say that you're so wrong and this is what we are doing and tell us what exactly is he doing. I would love to be wrong.
So you see your own relationship.
But these are things that I come, I'm fed up.
Absolutely.
But for me, it's like,
fed up?
No, I've been an admirer of the man. And I have completely, it's like, I've been an admirer of the man. And today I can say that I've lost hope. And I'm disappointed in him. I'm really disappointed in him. For me, I have, like, all my faith for all these years is unfounded. Is broken. And I'm coming from that point. I'll be happy to be wrong.
So your faith in Mr. Jaitley right now, because
step
of the
out
lack of
and say
response,
exactly what is he doing?
Absolute
lack of response.
So are you going to keep fighting, or are you giving up?
I will fight. See, I will fight. I'll continue fighting. My film is a director's film. As a production house also, we believe it's a film is a director's film. If tomorrow Abhishek Chaubey says, "Listen, Anurag, don't make my film. You'll fight," I'll have no other option but to back out. My point of view doesn't change that. I'm on the producer of the film. My director tells me he doesn't want to change the name Todta Punjab. My director doesn't know how to fight it out. He comes and he stands by me. He says, please, you know, I don't want to go through this. I know there's a lot of financial pressure on the film. The producers collectively have decided that fine, we'll deal with the financial pressure. Let's fight for the film because we all believe in the film. We had a screening last night. Everybody came together to see the film on screen for the first time. And they came out, everybody saying, this thing is worth fighting for. We all came out saying this is worth fighting for when I tweeted.
And there's a damned principle worth fighting for. Anurag, there's a principle. There's the movie, but there's also the principle that's worth fighting for. Right. So we have to keep
the
up the fight.
Is worth
we have to
for.
All
we
keep
need,
up the fight.
We need to have the right.
We have to all keep up the fight. Absolutely. And
we
I think we're on your side.
And we have to,
on
for
this
once
fight.
And all, stop this kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely,
so much.
Anurag, we're on your side on this fight and we have to keep fighting. It is a principle. Thank you so much, Anurag Kashyap. There, frightening words there saying
thank
this
you,
is Kafkaesque. And also, thank you, Anurag. And also saying he had great hopes of Mr. Jaitley. Why has Mr. Jaitley not responded to his plea for help, even tweeting the Prime Minister in what he calls a cry for desperation. Leaving it there on the buck stops here, certainly a principle worth fighting for, and we're on the side of that fight. We'll see you tomorrow night at 8 p.m.